Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Time Is Now Recovery Radio Show. I am your host, Tanya Wilson, also known as Authoress Tanya Wilson, author of the award-nominated book, The Time Is Now. The Time Is Now Recovery Blog Talk Radio Show is sponsored by the owners of Carter's Creations Catering Company, William and Davita Carter, and the No Quit Fit Fitness and Healthy Living Blog by Mrs. Davita Carter. You can find Carter's Creations Catering on Facebook as well as No Quit Fit. You can find No Quit Fit on Twitter and Instagram at No Quit Fit, and that's quit with two T's. And our topic of discussion for this evening is modeling, acting, and fashion. And my guest for this evening is model and actress Teela Brown. Teela Brown was born on April 25th, 1984. She's a native of Baltimore, Maryland. She is the sixth of seven children and grew up on the west side of Baltimore in the White Rock City community. Teela B. is a published print and runway model. She is a graduate of Mount Vernon Institute of Modeling and Etiquette. She is excited in her new endeavor as a budding actress. Mama's Kitchen is her first acting opportunity. Because of her strong sense of fashion, she started her own fashion consulting company, Teela B's House of Style. She plans to faithfully further her modeling and acting career on the big screens, spending time with her family, shopping, traveling, and mentoring the inner city youth are all the things Teela B enjoys doing in her spare time. You can follow Teela B on Facebook and Instagram at I Am Teela B. And ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Teela Brown. Hi, Teela. How are you?
I'm good. Hi. How is everyone doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you for joining us on the Time Is Now Recovery Radio Show. Now,
Thanks for having me.
That I have for you this evening is, what was it like for you as a child growing up in Baltimore, Maryland?
Growing up in Baltimore, it was okay. It wasn't too rough. I know that now that things are getting a little worse in the world. It wasn't too bad growing up. I had lots of friends on my block. I had lots of brothers who protected me from the evil, cruel world of the White Rock City community. So growing up was pretty cool for me. It wasn't always fun having big brothers because they wouldn't really let me do too much and let me venture off too much. But I thank them for, you know, having my back and keeping me, you know, grounded. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
So it's pretty good. So, you know, you have the big brothers to, you know, protect you and everything.
Yes.
Were they kind
yes.
of, you know, protective of you?
They were very protective of me. They made sure that I kind of stayed around the house. If I walked to the corner store, they would pick me up and take me back to the house. My mother always tells those stories how she would get a knock on the door and they would just, you know, she would open the door and they would just, you know, kind of put me inside the door and like shut it. Cause you know, as a child, you want to venture out and you know what you want to see what your community has to offer. And you want to, you know, kind of do what your friends are doing. So they didn't allow me to do too much, but it was, it was cool. It was cool.
Okay.
I didn't really get into a lot of trouble. They made sure of that.
Okay, well, that's good. So, now, what was it like for you, like, in school?
School, I was a nerd. I was always at the top of my classes. No, honestly, I was always book smart.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love school. Yeah, I love school. School is awesome. I still, to this day, love to learn. I always want to better myself. Mm-hmm. Always looking for better ways to improve and what better way to do that in school. So school was great. I was always at school, even when days where, you know, my mother would say, okay, I know you guys been working hard. You can kind of take a break today. No, I'm bored in the house. I'm going to go to school.
That's great.
So, yeah.
A lot of mothers are going to say stay home.
No, but
and take a break.
She understood how hard we worked, and she, you know, kind of wanted us to, you know, kind of enjoy the ourselves a little bit or get a little bit of rest, but I didn't want that. I would rather be in school than be at home.
Okay. So, did you have sisters, right?
I do. I have one sister. So I have five brothers and I have one sister.
One sister? Wow.
And yeah, just one sister. She's like my best friend. I used to wear all her clothes. So she kind of got me to be the diva that I am.
Oh, wow. So that's where you get the fashion sense.
Yeah,
like your sister. Are y'all, how far apart in age are you?
She is 11 years older than me. So
wow.
She was able to kind of, you know, buy me things and take me out and take me places. She kind of instilled in me how to, you know, to be a young, beautiful lady. So she definitely helped me out with that. And my entire family were all fashion savvy. It started with my great-grandfather. He was known, my family is from North Carolina. He was known in his city as being one of the best-dressed men there. It just kind of passed down from generation to generation. My entire family is actually very, very fashion savvy. So,
wow.
I got to honest.
Okay. Now, for somebody that's young, like say I have a daughter, she's 14, and she wants to kind of get into modeling. How would someone get into the modeling business?
So I get asked this question all the time.
A lot.
a lot. But it's a great question because it was a question that I had to ask before I got started. So it's great to ask questions, especially when you want to start something that you believe you have a passion for. So you first want to make sure that this is something that you really, really want to do. In modeling, you have to have kind of like tough skin. Not that anybody's going to tell you that you're not doing a great job or that you're not good enough or you're not pretty enough. Is that when you start to see other people in the field progressing, you kind of start to doubt yourself a little bit. So you have to kind of have thick skin and you kind of have to be very confident. So
you have to have a high self-esteem.
And sometimes it's kind of doubt yourself because we're human and that's what we do.
Of course.
At the end of the day, you have to know that you've been placed for a purpose and you have to always walk in your purpose. But to get started modeling, I would say first I would do some shoots, and you can go to Model Mayhem and you can start a Model Mayhem page. You can upload your shoot there, upload your images there, and then you'll probably get callbacks for people to want to shoot you. And you don't necessarily have to spend any money. You can kind of transfer your time so they can shoot you as they practice and you can be taking photos of as you practice and guys can kind of share that time with each other. And as you continue to take shoots and do shoots, you can take those images and continue to upload your portfolio on Model Mayhem, and mm-hmm. more and more people will want to shoot you. That's basically how I got started.
Okay. So Model Mayhem, that's your website, right?
I do have a portfolio on Model Mayhem. So it's like a network
okay.
for models,
so there's another...
actors.
Okay.
So that website goes straight to my portfolio where you can see my work.
Okay. Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Because I have it down here. Actually, your website is on the event page.
Your
website
you
for Model Mayhem is on there. And
mm-hmm.
also your, what is it, Tilla B's House of Style.
Style, yeah.
That's like your
that's
fashion consulting.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. yeah.
my daughter,
mm-hmm.
she's interested in being a model, but
oh,
she
wow.
also
that's awesome.
Wants to be a dancer, too. She wants to dance, she can dance really well, and she
that's
wants to do
awesome.
That, too. So I'm like,
well,
which one do you want to do? Because I don't know if you're going to have the stamina to do both.
Well,
you know?
It kind of can go hand in hand, actually.
Yeah, actually, it
because
could.
Because a dancer, as mm-hmm. she learns, you know, posture and things is definitely mm-hmm. one of the very most important things that you need to be a great model is great posture. So you have to have great posture to be a dancer. And while she's dancing, you can have a photographer take photos of her dancing, and then you can upload them as her images for her Model Mayhem
mm-hmm.
page. All different
she got plenty
models,
of pictures.
All different type of photos. Yeah, she can dance. See,
she
got already
plenty.
Has
see,
things
the thing
she
with
can
my
use
daughter is very shy. She's very shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I'm shy.
If you want to get into, I told her, if you want to get into the modeling business or you want to get up there and dance and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever you want to do, you're going to have to get out of that shyness. I know it's very hard,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have to get over that part. I said, because you're not going to be able to do it if you don't.
But the only way she'll get over the shyness is if she continues to do it. And the better she
mm-hmm.
feels she becomes, the more confident she'll be. And the more confident she is, the less shy she'll be. So she's
but
I try to
tell her that, but she'll dance in the house and, you know, this and that. And, you know, sometimes she'll be like, oh, I'm ugly. And I'll be like, you're beautiful.
No,
you know, she goes to that.
Yeah.
She's 14. I mean, you know, they go to that. One day I'm
oh,
beautiful.
At 14, I thought I was
and then the next day they're, oh, mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you kidding me? You know,
I think it's a woman thing. I kind of go through that sometimes too. So,
yeah.
It's okay. She'll grow out of it.
So, but you know, she has to work. I believe she does have to work on the self-esteem issues, the confidence.
Because
mm-hmm. she'll mm-hmm. dance her butt off at home. But I said, because I even asked her, like, well, she's getting ready to go to high school now. But I was asking her, you know, when she was going to the elementary school, it was like from like K to 8th grade, I said,
mm-hmm.
find out if they have, because I even asked them in the office, I said, did you have a choir? Because she was on the choir in her other school before I moved to where I'm living now. I've been here for like 4 years. So
okay.
She was on the choir because she can sing a little bit too.
Okay,
so
she's very talented.
I asked the school when she got to her new school once we moved, and I asked her, I said, did y'all have a choir? And she was like, no. I said, well, do y'all have a – I didn't ask her about the dance at the time,
mm-hmm.
the lady that was in the office. So I asked my daughter, I said, ask your teachers or ask the principal or ask them do they have, like, a dance club. And then she came back and told me no.
Oh,
but then I went to an assembly, and they had a dance club.
Okay.
On the
so
stage
is she in
dancing.
The dance club?
I said, why would you tell me that they didn't have a dance club?
Yeah. But you know another thing
she just said
thing
that because she ain't wanting to be in it. So
maybe.
That's what I'm like. When I'm talking,
shyness.
I said, how do you want to? I said, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah. And you can find an etiquette class that I took, and the etiquette class can give her pointers on, you know, confidence,
mm-hmm.
and they go over all those things like that. So if you get her modeling classes, that's definitely something that the model teachers they teach the young girls
they
how
teach
to be confident and get out of your shyness. So that'll definitely be great for her to start.
Okay. So another question I do, most of the modeling agencies, do they have where they teach you that, like etiquette and stuff like that, like if you go to a modeling agency?
For the younger girls, they do cater more towards the etiquette for the modeling. But
right,
as you get older, they kind of want you to already be groomed. So that's something that as a model, if that's your profession, there's things that you have to do for yourself to get the groundwork. So they're not going to pretty much give you too much etiquette as an older model. So you need to kind of know those things coming
in. Right,
exactly.
You already have to have that.
Because
I remember when I was younger, you know, I would say, in my 20s, you know, 19, 20, a lot of people, would ask me, are you a model? I'm like, no. You know, you should, think about doing that. I wasn't really thinking about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know, I started listening to what people were saying. I could be, staying on, but I stopped going to work. And they'd be like, oh, you're a model. Or, you know. And I was like, no. They was like, well, you should really think about getting into that. I said, okay, I wasn't really thinking about it. So I did go down to John Power Roberts or whatever. And so I live in Philadelphia.
John Robert Powers,
And I weighed 115 pounds soaking wet. Right? I went there with my little pictures and stuff, right? Okay. But see, back then, they wanted you to be, paper thin.
Yeah.
You know, back then.
Yeah.
But now you have
115
models
now,
of all sizes now.
Yeah, but you're busting paper thin at 115?
But no, wait a minute. Let me tell you what happened. I went there and we went through the application. She looked at pictures, then she took me on the runway. They had a little makeshift, runway in the place, and they had dinner table set up, and I guess they teach you etiquette too. And they had the runway, so she had me walk. So she said, oh, yeah, you're really good. Turn, do this. She said, yeah, you're great. She said, the only thing is you're going to have to lose 10 pounds.
Wow.
I grabbed my stuff and ran out of there.
That we do. Yeah, that shouldn't be anything that we do, especially as women, to tear away from how we feel about ourselves. So good for you to run out of there. That's no good.
I did run out
because
I only weigh 115 pounds. And I'm like, but I had a shape and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some people just say, but I had, a shape.
Mm-hmm.
And
they wanted you to disappear, losing 10 more pounds.
No, I wasn't. No, that's what when they said that, I was like, I literally ran out of there, really.
But
as fast as I could, because I was I don't think I can do that.
How I kind of got started was a lot of people every day for 40 days would say, are you a model? Do you model? You should model. No, you're a model.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tried to model back in the day when I was a lot younger, and I got a lot of no's and a lot of all that crazy stuff that you were talking about that they say to you, and it kind of discouraged me. And I kind of, put it to the back of my mind and said, I don't want to do it anymore. But for 40 days, people are saying this to you. And about the 30th day, I'm like, okay, God, I'm listening. I'm going to go back into it. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to get my confidence back. And I'm going to do what you told me to do. So it's crazy and funny that you said that because I actually went through the exact same thing. That was about 2.5 years ago, and I've been going strong ever since when I came back. So it's been great.
That's great. That's great. So now I'm 50 years old, right? Well, I'm going to be 51 this month. Now, I know, I'm a big girl now. You know what I mean? And I know they have plus size models. I'm still kind of interested a little bit. Just a little bit. And I don't know. They even have senior citizen models now.
They have all types of models.
Because they have magazines with senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, maybe later on when I be a senior citizen or something.
Well, why not start now so that you can make a lot of money before
when
you even become a senior citizen?
They have hand models.
They do.
I could have been a hand
model
because I have the long fingers. And everybody used to say, you got piano fingers?
Piano fingers.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
My hands is long. My fingers are long. I have big hands.
There's definitely all different types of models. They have foot models, hand models, eye models, nose models, print models, runway models, all types of models. There's not just a set standard for for who can and cannot be a model.
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So what did you like better, being doing the runway or the print model? Like or did you just like all of it the same?
I'm more of a print girl. I'm okay on the runway. I can walk. I've been in plenty of fashion shows. I love to put on, try on clothes and wear other people's garments. But print for me, it allows me to bring myself into the picture.
Right.
So on the runway, you kind of got to, especially if you're a high fashion runway model, you kind of have to kind of walk a certain way. You can't do too much of the fancy stuff, especially if you're, if you're modeling high-end garments. You have to kind of have that straight walk.
Be kind of stiff.
I have a lot of
I get on there, I'll be doing all kind of little fancy stuff,
yeah,
and, you know.
And that's no good. That's no good. You can't do that.
But
I've seen
runway models because I watched the model shows, and, like, you were right about the high-end models. They, I mean, they're really just, like, straight walking, like, no expression.
Yes, no expression in their face.
I said, I couldn't do that one.
Because it's not about you. It's about the dress or the pair of shoes
right.
that you have on. But in
they're not really
photos,
supposed to see you. They're,
right.
they're supposed to
your
just
hanger.
See the outfit.
Yeah,
right.
you're a hanger. So you're not even there. You're just something to put
wow,
the garment on to walk it
crazy.
Down the runway. So I have too much of a personality. My personality is too big.
Right.
I have too many ideas to do that. So I love pictures. I love print because I get to kind of put myself into the picture so that people can kind of get a feel of who I am.
Who
you
are.
Yeah, so I get to put my emotion into the pictures. That's why I like print.
Yeah, because you have to have a, you know, like, I probably couldn't do high-end because I have, like, like you say, your personality is too big for you to do like something like that. I would feel, I would be so totally bored. Like, I really want to just break out and do a dance or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and I want the high-end money.
I
want
exactly,
the high-end money.
Right? But
She said
she wants the high-end money, though.
Yeah, I want the high-end money. So, but in photos, I can do the high-end the high-end retailers and still kind of put myself in it and still get the big money. So, yeah, it works kind of good for me.
So, actually, how old were you when you started doing, like, being really interested in being a model?
Honestly, I'll say I've been a model all my life. Since I was, like, 14, I've always like to play dress up. I always like to kind of play with makeup. I've always been model-esque, so to say. So I would say I've been model-esque all my life, but more seriously or more professionally, I'll say about 2.5 years I've really been trying to put my stamp, my Tila B stamp on the entertainment industry. Yeah, I'll say about 2.5-3 years where I kind of got my confidence back. I cut all my hair off. I became natural. I became natural, and I got this second wind. Like, it was the most amazing feeling when I cut all my hair off. My confidence grew to, like, out of this world. And it's crazy because you're like, you got more confidence when you became bald? Yes, I did. And that's when I said, okay, it's time for me to do it. And ever since then, I've been on the modeling scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did you learn? And, you know, you went to your graduate of Mount Vernon Institute of Modeling and Etiquette. Now, what kind of things do they teach you in the Institute of Modeling and Etiquette?
So I actually had to take classes with younger girls because a lot of older women or older girls kind of feel that they've passed the mark of becoming a model. So all the parents are putting their children, their little girls in this class to teach them etiquette and to teach them how to be a model. So I was in a class with about 15, I'll say they were like 12 and under girls. But it was cute because I love little kids
and
they love me. Yeah. So it was cute because I got a chance to be with the little girls and they were looking up to me to kind of see where they would be when they got older. So we were in these classes and I kind of got took off to myself, me and another young lady, to kind of learn the more mature things. But we learned basically how to eat as a model, how to have a great diet, how to take care of your skin. We learned how to walk on the runway. We learned how to give, how to have, you know, let your personality shine through. We learned how to sit and eat at a dinner table, at a formal dinner. We had photo shoots. We had a go-see. A go-see is where you go to different designers for them to look you over and take your measurements to see if if you could get a job with them. I learned basically the ins and outs of how to be a professional model in the model industry. So it was like mock trials and stuff, but it was really cute and I learned a lot. It was awesome, and I met great connections from the director there. I did a great job, so I got called back for a lot of his things. So even in that, taking those classes, my modeling career kind of went to the next level.
Okay. So now when you go to the modeling schools and everything, do they teach you how to be like a spokesperson? Because I know some models have to, you know, be spokesperson, you know, speak, you know, public speaking and, you know, host because they might have to host shows or stuff like that. So do they teach you that also?
They do teach you how to represent yourself, but I believe that being a spokesmodel is something that you can't be taught. You can be taught how to speak. You can be taught what to do with your hands when you're speaking. You have to have a great personality to be a spokesmodel because you have to be interesting and you have to kind of make people want to listen to you and want to follow you and want to be around you. But I don't think that's something that you can be taught. That's something that you got to already have in you.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your budding actress career.
Yay.
Yes.
So I have been in a play. I've done two shows.
Okay.
The play is called Mama's Kitchen. It was here in Baltimore. And I had a supporting role in a film, Mind Over Matter, by Stephanie Randall. And I just finished filming about a couple weeks ago. And the film comes out spring 2017. I've just been blessed to have these opportunities because the acting came from me doing an interview for Model of the Month in a magazine. And the magazine is called Vital Magazine, and I was picked to be Model of the Month of August 2015. The director.
Okay. So, what was the name of that magazine again?
It's called Vital Magazine.
Okay,
Vital. V-I-T-A-L. Vital Magazine. And,
I thought you said viral at first, and I'm like, okay.
No, Vital.
Vital. Okay, Vital
and,
Magazine.
I'm Cornelius
and
Adams.
August of the 2000. No, I'll just take notes and stuff, so, you know, because I like to write stuff down,
because
I might want to go back and look at it and, you know, see what's going on.
And the director of the magazine, he is also a playwright and an actor. So he was like, you know what? I love your personality. I love your energy. And I think you would be great in my play. So I'm like, what? You want me to act? Oh, I don't know about that.
You know that acting also plays into modeling.
A big part of modeling. Yep, it sure does. As I began to practice for my part in the play, I was like, this is kind of easy. This is just like modeling. So it was really fun.
Because when you're modeling, have to, if they say you got to look mad, or
you got
to
look mad,
you got to be ready to do, you got to be, you know,
at any given moment.
Ready to do.
You're absolutely right.
So I would say that, you know, it plays into modeling or mm-hmm. one phase into the other or whatever way it goes,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
being a model, you have to be, especially if you're doing runway modeling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or even print modeling, just photos. Like if they want you to, give me Sarah's face or whatever they say.
Yeah, give me face.
You gotta be able to do that.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
You might
but
not feel
not
like it that day.
Well, you're not.
They might say you gotta look
it.
Happy. Suppose you ain't happy that day. Nobody's happy every day. Suppose
yeah.
they, you ain't happy that day. You gotta look like you're, you know.
You better
yeah, that's acting.
Find a smile and pull it out.
You gotta pull it out of you. So that
yeah,
we all got our
do.
Days, you know what I mean? So you have to, or they
yeah.
say, like, suppose you're really happy that day, and they be like, well, you got to look like
mm-hmm.
you're really sad.
Yep.
You know what I'm
yep.
saying?
Yep.
Then you got to be
you're
like,
right.
I don't want to act sad.
You're absolutely right.
You
got to
be
you're
able to do
right.
it.
Yep, at the drop of a dime, you,
you know,
definitely do.
At the drop
yep.
of a dime. Even if they say, you got to cry, let a tear come down, be coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yeah, you do. You do, and you gotta muster up feelings that you've
right,
that, and you kind of gotta remember how you felt when certain situations happened to you during the course of your life, and then you gotta
right.
channel
but
that
you
energy
know what?
And bring it to you right then.
We can all
yeah.
do that one. I think everybody
oh,
can begin
yeah.
to think of a time in their life when, you know, but see,
mm-hmm.
everybody can't do everybody. It ain't for everybody. Everybody can't just
yeah.
say, oh,
right.
I'm going to think about this and then I'm going to cry.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They
you're
can't.
Right. And it's so
yeah,
true.
But you got to be able
yep.
to do that.
Yep.
You know, because you never know being a model what they're going to ask you to, you know.
To do.
So
you're absolutely right.
You never know
yep.
what they might ask you. So, now, you're also a fashion stylist.
Yes.
Right?
That's my
so
personal.
Can you explain to the listening audience what a fashion stylist does? What is a fashion stylist? Because some people might not
okay.
really know the ins and outs
know what it
of
is.
Being
yeah.
what a fashion stylist is.
Sure. So a fashion stylist is someone who is able to take pieces, different garments, different colors, different patterns,
mm-hmm.
different textures, take these items and then put them together to create something very visually
mm-hmm.
Visually great to look at.
Right.
So fashion stylists can use old garments and place a new garment with it with a
mm-hmm.
pop of color and make it look totally brand new.
Totally different than,
yeah,
wow,
so
just, like,
fashion
change the whole game.
Yeah, change and make it visual. And it doesn't have to be, a fashion stylist doesn't have to be someone who you spend thousands of dollars to hire to put you an outfit together. Everyone is a fashion stylist. It just depends on what level of a fashion stylist you are. And that's how mm-hmm. I see it. Everybody puts clothes on.
Right.
He's a fashion stylist.
That's
but
true.
But how good of a fashion stylist are you?
How do you, it's about how,
you,
how
you
well you put it together.
Yes, 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 yes.
Right.
Yes.
So it's basically about, you know, and, you know, they also, like, your personality also comes out in the way that you, you know, and what you wear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how
I
you have some days you be like, no, I just want to wear this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if you feel in a certain way, you want to, like, dress up a little bit, you know, be a little bit more fancy,
uh-huh.
you know, a little bit more, you know, what do you call it, accessories
mm-hmm.
or stuff like that. You know, everybody had their days, and I don't know, I just want to throw on some jeans, sneakers. I'm a jeans and
yeah.
type of person. I will get dressed up, though.
But even in
you know,
being a fashion.
But that's because if I have to.
being a jeans and t-shirt type of person, you can still could be fashionable in wearing jeans and t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you
true.
Have on jeans and t-shirts don't mean that you're not stylish. That's just
right.
one part of style. And I have a quote
right.
that says, fashion is from the world, but style is from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has fashion, fashion all over the world, different types of fashion, Chinese
that's
fashion,
true.
American fashion. Paris is the fashion capital of the world, but the way you put it together is who you are from your
counts.
Heart, and
right.
that's your style. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because even
yeah.
if you're wearing a T-shirt and jeans, it's a way that you can make it different.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can dress it up a little bit. You can add an accessory, or you can do, like, try certain ways, like, you know, the way you wear it.
Yeah, you can wear a blazer.
And make it look a little bit like, oh, this is something a little different than the regular, you know, humdrum, you know.
My favorite thing to do with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt is to put a blazer over top. You put a blazer over top.
Yeah, like
and
that.
Then you
like
can put, accessorize with a nice, cute little, you know, hat to go with it, and it's totally different. You've layered your pieces, and you've added an accessory, and there you go. You're stylish.
Okay. There you go.
Just doing that.
And even like the jeans,
to go up a,
you can take them, put a hole in it.
Those are the end thing to do. Distressed jeans are great for the fall. So if you guys are listening, definitely pick yourself up some
distressed.
So they have like the holes and the cuts and the
spots
and things like that.
That's what they call them.
Distressed
jeans.
Yes.
I thought they
men,
I forgot the
men
name. They call them something
men
else too. Distressed jeans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
both great
because I see a lot of. I notice a lot of that. You know, but see, I don't know.
Yeah.
See, for me, I try to dress like age appropriate. You know what
age
I'm saying? Like
feel.
Some things I'll be like.
Age is how you feel. You don't have to dress.
That's true too. But sometimes, like
you
know, I've seen jeans with the holes and stuff, and I'm like, that might not be like for my age group. Like you know that. Like, I can't say I wouldn't do it, but I just feel as though
so
like that's for the younger.
Another option for you if you feel like you don't want to wear distressed jeans because you feel like you're a little older, maybe you can get a colored pair of denim. A colored pair of denim is still fashionable. It still has a little pop to it. It doesn't have the rips and the holes like the younger people, but it still stands out. So maybe you can try some colored denim, like army green or...
Well,
maybe
thank you
like
for the tip.
Wait a minute.
Color.
That's what I do.
I mean, not that I can't say
for.
That I don't like it. It's just like,
yeah.
You know.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I don't
want to
look
there's
like I'm you know, trying to be this 20-year-old because I'm not 20 no more. You know what I'm saying?
But there's always another option.
It's the way you can
stylish.
Wear it, the way that you can do it to make it look more like.
Because
you ever see somebody that's older and they really dress and really, really too young?
Mm-hmm. But another thing,
and sometimes it doesn't look right.
Jeans,
it depends on what it is.
Yeah. If you get the distressed jeans, you can put leggings underneath of it because it kind of covers you up a little more.
Right,
and you
right.
You can still do that too to make it look, you know, pretty,
like
pretty
more conservative.
Thing.
Yeah.
Leggings, but like maybe a printed pair of leggings under your distressed jeans would bring some type of some
then
visual.
That, now that
effect
sounds
to
like
it.
Something
yeah.
I would do.
See, there you go.
That sounds like something I would do. And still look like age appropriate.
Yeah,
some people out here that are older and they're putting on clothes that like a 14-year-old will wear. And it doesn't, sometimes it just doesn't, they can't pull that off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you wear it, too. It's about how you do it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you don't do it right. And you wind up looking like you look.
Yeah.
You're this age and you're dressing like a 14-year-old. Like, that don't look cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's about how you do it. Because there's a way that you can do it and pull it off.
I just told you, put a pair of colored leggings underneath, and I promise you, it'll look fabulous.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you for that tip. And you said distressed jeans. And then you can wear, like, the leggings underneath. Like designs with designs on it.
Blue.
Oh, that sounds so cute.
Yeah. Pair of blue regular distressed cut up denim, and then you can put a pair of maybe plaid leggings because the plaid is in. You can put a pair of leopard
and
leggings.
Add a lot of
leopard is in.
Don't even say that. I love me something.
Some leopard.
I love me some leopard print.
It's my favorite.
You can ask anybody. You can go to my Facebook page. You're going to see me in some leopard.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Definitely.
Some leopard leggings and a pair of distressed denim and put on a graphic T-shirt and a blazer over top. And there you go.
Wow. Okay. You shouldn't even have told me that.
Hey, you,
now here
you,
we go.
We're
going to get some black distress jeans, right?
Call me. Yes, you can do that. Mm-hmm.
I'm some black distress jeans with the, you know, rips in them and put some,
yes,
the leopard print leggings underneath.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
it's gonna be on and popping now.
And pop,
you shouldn't
pop
even
have
told me that.
There. Pop some red in there, so you can wear like
some red,
a black graphic tee with some red like coloring or red pattern on it, and then you can put like a blazer over top and some cute little pointy flat toe shoes or some heels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a heel girl. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't do the heels too much, but I will wear some comfortable
shoes. Yeah, some pointy
shoes,
flat
so,
toes.
Because I can't
do
the heels. I will do it if I have to, you know, certain things. So, like, if you're wearing a gown, you got
to
wear some heels.
Yeah, you have to.
Because
yeah,
else your gown's going to be dragging on the ground.
Dragging.
So,
and
you
plus,
have to.
It doesn't, if you don't have on heels, it doesn't give you that womanly silhouette with
exactly.
Your tall
you got
to
watch
and,
that elegant
yeah.
look. Because it wouldn't
yeah,
look right if you had on, you know, some
desk.
Flats or some ballerina
yeah,
slippers.
Of course. Heels
you
give
know?
You that womanly posture.
Right. You can wear the
yeah,
slippers
definitely.
In the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
put them in your bag. Put them in your purse.
Put them in your bag and, you know, have your
yeah.
shoes so when
yeah.
you step out.
Definitely. Yes. Exactly.
A
you
lot of people do
know.
That.
Exactly.
A lot of people do that.
It's nothing wrong with
you know.
That. Nothing wrong with that.
See, I can't go with no 3 inches, though. Hell no. Because, see, I would fall.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
Don't fall.
I probably would fall. Because I'm used to wearing, like, sneakers.
You
know what I'm saying? So, like, you know,
you
for me to put on some
heels,
people are like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, but every woman should be able to, should have a pair of heels. It doesn't have to be 3 inch, 6 inch, but you know, a
yeah.
kitten heel is also
nice heel.
Too for those little.
Mm-hmm. I thought
for
I was
those,
getting a kitten heel. I had ordered some shoes and I thought it was going to
well.
Be a kitten heel. It wasn't no kitten heel. It was a little bit long, you know, but see, by me not wearing heels, like when I was younger, I could wear like heels, you know, the 4 inch, 5, you know, but it was, that was back then.
I
but now I
can
do a kitten heel and maybe 3 inch. That I'm not going
yeah.
to like no higher no no.
You know what?
I know
sling back heels are another great heel that women who feel like they can't wear heels anymore because sling backs are not really really high. High
right.
pump. So sling backs are great. They have like a nice little 3 inch heel. So those are really great to wear with your dresses as well.
Okay.
A pair of sling backs.
Because,
yeah.
Mm. You know, and they also have some really, really cute flats now.
Mm-hmm.
Like flat
pointy
shoes.
Toe flats. Pointy toe
yeah.
flats are
they
in now.
They have some,
now.
You know, with the studs in them, and they
yeah,
have all kinds of things now
colors.
That you know,
yeah.
really,
yeah.
like, wear. So I could do
and
that.
And those look great with skinny leg jeans. So if you wear your pointy toe flats, get a nice pair of tight skinny leg jeans. Perfect.
Yeah, my skinny
absolutely
jeans.
Absolutely great with those. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
They look great with those.
Okay, I'm learning something about fashion today. You know. Yeah. You know how you want to dress up your regular jeans, you know, like your T-shirt, jeans. Sometimes you wear, like, a dress. You know, they have, like, different types of T-shirts. Like, they have, like, a dressier T-shirt. And they have, like, just regular plain white with something written on it. You know what I'm saying? Or a plain tee, V-neck shirt, you know. I try not to be, I be trying not to look too busy.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you mean by, like, a whole bunch of print put together?
Yeah, like print and just all kind of patterns going on out.
That's called the avant-garde type of fashion. It can be done, but if you're a novice.
You
got
to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, if you're a novice and you're just starting out, you might not want to do that just yet, but definite prints are definitely a great piece to have in your closet. So if you have on at least one print, you're doing great.
Okay.
Prints are awesome. Don't stay away from prints because you don't want to be too busy. Just don't put too many prints together. But prints
together,
are great. One
right.
print,
but see,
cause one
I have
print,
seen people put too many different types of prints together.
Well,
I'd be like, what
be
is
done.
That?
That can be done. It can be done.
It depends. Yeah, but some people can pull it off.
Mhm.
But you know,
but,
it depends, and also
don't
the color.
Away.
The colors matter too.
Yes.
Of the print
as well. Yeah, they do.
Sometimes you might see somebody say, "Oh, that looks really nice. That's something different. I like that." But then you get some people, you see that, you be like, what is that?
But also, style is from the heart. So however you're feeling for the day, if that's what you would like
what
to
wear. What you
want to wear,
that's
what you would
it's
like
all about,
to wear.
Yeah,
you
like your own
person.
Everybody has their own personality, you know.
Exactly.
They, you know,
exactly.
If that's,
exactly.
You know, that's how you
exactly.
feel sometimes. Like if you feel
exactly.
like wearing something wild and crazy, just do it. You know?
Exactly. I can't tell you your outfit is not pleasing to my eyes, but that's how you.
Well, where
know,
they get these,
that's what
well,
you wanted to wear.
Where they get
so
the fashion police
it.
From? Remember the fashion police?
I don't know. I do. I don't believe in that. I don't. That's that. I love people too much to
talk
tell
about
them
what somebody
that,
got on like these.
Yeah,
alone.
But what
let
I would
them.
Do is maybe offer something that I think, if you ask me, offer something that I think would make it work
a little better, right?
Do
is that
they
what fashion police
tips.
Do? They try to make you okay.
No,
well, try it with
just
this.
Talk bad about you. No, fashion police just talk bad about you. They don't give you any options. They don't do anything to help you. They're just mean. So we're gonna stay away from those because no, we don't do fashion
okay.
police.
Yeah,
because
you know they do got the fashion police.
We help you to pull it together a little better. We give you our point of view to kind of tie in your ideas, and we work together to come up with the final final option. So, yeah, that's what we do. We're not fancy
okay.
police. No.
Okay. Yeah, because I definitely want to try to get my daughter into the model, and I definitely will be sending, you know, some of her photos to, what is it, Model Mayhem.
Model Mayhem, yeah. You can
she's
going to
go crazy.
Her own
she's
page. Gonna, yeah, that's awesome.
She should
awesome.
Be listening to this show right now, but she's not.
Oh, no, so I'll play it back for her.
Oh, yeah, I will. No,
yeah,
I'm just going to tell
definitely.
Her what you told me, and I'm going to do what you said. I'm like, you know, you got to work on your confidence level and stuff. You know, she's shy, but she got that honest because I used to be really shy. And very quiet.
Well,
you can't tell now, but
at times I am shy, and at times I am quiet. And I know sometimes people are like, "No, you're not." But I mean, sometimes like it's a little part of me. I'm a little shy, so sometimes I got.
Well, I'm saying like when I was growing up, I was so quiet
first.
That people thought that I couldn't talk.
Oh wow!
Like shy to
well,
a fault. Like it was like really crazy. You know, they would.
Well,
I just didn't say anything. But I thought a lot. But I bet you I knew everything
yeah.
that was going on. I was a thinker and I watched everything. You know what I'm saying? I kept my mouth shut. But I bet you I knew whatever was going on because, like, a lot of times that people that, like, talk a lot, they're really not paying attention to what's going on around them a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they're talking too much, but see, I'm always watching and just listening. You see what I'm saying? And I wouldn't say nothing, but I bet you I know everything that's going on. And that person then missed it because they was talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely have to have some balance. You got to learn how to listen and
speak. Because I know how I have my times
it's
when I get quiet.
Balance.
You probably can't tell now, but I have my times when I can get very, very quiet.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You have to speak.
Like,
listen. Listening is a great
I'm a
part
good
of,
listener.
Of communication. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I talk too much, though. I ain't even going to lie about
too.
That.
Me too. Sometimes I talk too
I
much,
can,
too. But it's okay.
Sometimes like, goodness gracious. Look, I'm getting off
it's
the
okay.
phone, you know. And I try not
okay.
to do it, but I'll be like, I think a lot. And you know, I'm going to say what comes to my mind, you know. So
yeah.
I can't help it.
Well, that's why you have a radio show, because you have lots to say.
Yeah, well, who would have thought? I'm telling you, nobody would ever, like, that went to elementary school with me or whatever, they would never believe I would, you know, because some people don't know, you know, that I do the show. They would never think, like, her? Doing a show? I wouldn't even know
but
they ever thought
that's
that.
Good. That you evolved and you're not quiet anymore.
Yes.
So now you have your balance. You were quiet and now you talk.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
So now, do you do fashion style like your fashion stylist? Do you design clothes also for, like, other, like say, actresses or singers? Are you looking to, you know, getting into doing that, like being a stylist for, like, you know, celebrities?
One of my goals and visions is to be an A-list stylist, and I will be my own. I will be my first A-list client because I will be an A-list actor and model. So I'll be my first client. But as they see me on the runway, styled to perfection, then they will want to. The other A-list actors and actresses and celebrities will want to work with me as well. So I do have the vision of being.
Because I was thinking about that,
A-list,
you know,
stylist.
Before the show, I said I wonder if she does, you know, style, fashion stylists for other celebrities and stuff.
I will.
Because after this show, you're definitely going to be a celebrity. You didn't know that. I know you are, but you're gonna blow up, you know.
Yes,
I know you.
In the name of
you're
Jesus,
you're already
amen.
A celebrity, but like after this
amen.
Show, it's gonna be like this. Okay.
Awesome! I love it.
Oh wait a minute. Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
So that's how it's going to be.
And I'm also a blogger for She Praise Magazine and Radio.
Really?
I am the fastest.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait a minute. You do blogging? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that on your.
Follow me on She Praise.
Wait a minute. Is that on your website? Your website.
It's being shared on my Facebook.
Okay.
But it's on
so
She
it's
Praise
a new blog.
Magazine and Radio.
New that you started?
Yeah.
Is it on your Facebook page right now?
I do have one that I did on my Facebook. I shared that one.
So what's the name of your blog?
The name of the blog, well, it's on She Praise, and I just blog about fashion. I blog about different topics dealing with fashion. So I just wrote a piece yesterday about budgeting. So how to be a fashionista and not spend all your money. You do not have to spend $1 million to look like $1 million. And then I go over tips and tricks on how to do that. So look out for that that part of my blog coming out in a couple days. I think she probably released it tomorrow.
So
and
true.
Also,
so some people spend so much money, and you don't really have to.
No. In the year 2016,
this is good. But sometimes people that put together, you know, look better than the people that paid a whole lot of money. I've seen
growing
that.
Growing up, I had a friend who only wore designer. She only wore designer. Mm-hmm. She could afford it, and she only wore designer. I couldn't afford it. My family, we didn't have much money. And growing up, it helped me to kind of figure out ways to look nice without spending money because we really didn't
have
it.
But I've seen people that didn't spend a lot of money, and their outfit actually looked better than the designer.
For the blog, I can pull it up.
Okay.
So I can get that to you guys right now in case you guys want to pop over there.
Yeah, because what I'll probably do is I want to put the blog on the Facebook event page too.
Yeah, oh, awesome.
Because I have your website on there, and I have your YouTube, the House of Style YouTube on there. So now I can put the blog on there.
All right. It's She Praise Magazine Radio WordPress. .com.
Okay, She Praise Magazine.
Radio WordPress.
Okay, Radio WordPress.com. Okay, so your blog is actually on there, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Radio WordPress.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I blog weekly, so you guys go and check me out and see what I'm talking about from T. LeBee's House of Style.
Yeah, so I'll actually put that up on the Facebook event page after, you know, we do our, you know, after the show.
All right, I have one more, too. And on October 1st,
go ahead.
Share everything you need to share. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
So
whatever you
want to
share, please do.
Okay. October 1st, I will be at the She Prays Magazine radio launch. If you guys want to meet me there, you guys can come out, check out all the awesome talent that She Prays Magazine Radio has to offer. We will always be there, and we'll be all going over what we do and how we can help you. And you guys get to come out and meet all of us at this one event. So that's going to be awesome.
Okay, and that's October 1st?
October 1st, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's for the launch of She Prays Magazine Radio, or?
Yes, ma'am. And it's
okay.
From 3 to 7, 3 p.m. to 7.
Okay. So is there a flyer for it? Because if it's a flyer, I can put that up, too.
I can get the flyer over
for that
to
particular
you.
Event.
Yes, ma'am. It's coming. I'll get it over to you.
Okay. No problem. Because I'll put that up.
Yeah,
you know, I'll just share it on. I can share it on my Facebook page, share it on the event page. You
Thank
know,
you. That's awesome.
I'll probably be
and
tagged in it anyway.
You will be.
I'll probably going to be tagged in it anyway, so I'll just, you know,
you
share it on my timeline and, you know.
Like to tag. I'll start tagging you and stuff because you like to
Thank
tag.
You. Yeah.
I like to share, so I'll share some stuff. You
tag me. I'll share it on my timeline, you know.
That's
but sometimes
awesome.
People
and
be tagging me by mistake, and I'll be like, who this? You know how some people, because I get mixed up with Tanya Wilson from Be More.
You know what?
And I think some people be tagging her. They think they tagging her, but they tagging me.
I'm friends with her as well on Facebook, and I got to kind of
Right,
make
but
sure
people
I
get us mixed up because,
tag
see, they'll tag, because I know it didn't have, like, whatever it was, didn't have anything pertaining to me or anything, and I'll be like, I think they meant the other Tanya.
You guys have a
You know what I'm saying?
Name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, because we're friends on Facebook, too, me and Tanya. This is so funny.
I'm sure it's hard to get you guys mixed up. So you're Tanya Wilson from PA. That's how I got us.
Yeah, from Philadelphia, PA. She's from B-More. But people get it. Like, people will tag me or something, and I'll be reading, and I'll be like, I think they talking about the other Tanya. You know, and I'll even say, I think you tagged the wrong Tanya Wilson, you know.
Oh, wow.
And then they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'll be like, it's okay. People do it all the time. I'm used to it, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I just have to let them know, like, if they're trying to get her tagged.
Yeah.
So if she can see it, they get you get in the wrong one. You got to look at the thing. Like, when you put the tag on there and the face come up, and you got to see what it say. Because some people just tag and just keep going. No, I got to find out what, make sure it's you. You know what I mean? You know, you look at the profile picture. And then if you can't notice, see by the profile picture, I go to the actual page and make sure it's that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I
understand. But you got a lot going on. You got a lot of great stuff going on.
I am going to have my own segment on the She Prays Magazine radio show. I'm going to have my own fashion segment. So you guys are going to be able to hear me speak a little bit on the radio as I bring guests on and we talk about fashion and the newest trends and things happening.
I'm going to see if I can get my daughter to listen to that.
Yeah.
If I can get her to listen.
Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm a mentor. So I love young women. I love to help them strive.
I most certainly will.
I definitely have a passion to help, especially the younger women. Love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, telecom.
She definitely needs some mentoring because she's so shy. But I can't say too much because I was so shy. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say nothing too much, but I said, look, if you really want to do this, I mean,
I think it's
if you really want to do it, I never thought about being over blog talk radio host ever in my life, but it just this is what God, look, God, you know, this is what he wanted me to do.
So yeah,
I gotta do what he say.
So So if she listens in to me, I'll be starting that in about 2 weeks for the radio segment. So I'll definitely be able to incorporate some of my mentoring in with my fashion on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if she listens in, I'm sure I'll be able to help her get her confidence the same way I had to do growing
up. I'm going to send you a friend request.
Yeah, being dark.
She be like, I don't like to be on Facebook that much. I'll be on Instagram. I'll be like, girl, bye.
I'm on Instagram too. She can follow me. But, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to follow you on both. Because she on Instagram and I don't think she's on Twitter. I think she's on Instagram and Facebook. And you know how they had the other ones, like the Kicks and
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just something totally different.
Yeah, because I had to grow up. You know, I was dark-skinned, skinny. I had big boobs and nice. I didn't think I was the most beautiful thing. So I definitely had to
overcome
a lot of the obstacles. I said I was a nerd.
Well, my daughter is 10, too, and she's self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
My daughter is 10, and she's very self-conscious about it. She's like, Mom. And then she'd be like, then she'll say, well, like, people in my school will look at me and be like, body goals.
Yeah.
I said, so what are you so self-conscious about?
I had to go through that and, you know, being teased growing up.
Well,
and,
yeah, they're going to tease you, know.
Yeah, of course.
That's the only thing they can really tease her about.
Yeah.
Okay, you're skinny. So what?
But we kind of take it to heart. And they're just kind of playing.
Yeah.
But we take that
and
to
she
heart.
And she do, because she's very, she's sensitive. You know,
yeah.
She's very sensitive about that. You know, because, and plus at that age, she's at that age. Where, you know, 14, come on. They're very self-conscious anyway.
Yeah, she'll definitely.
At that age.
I'll definitely be able to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tell her to, yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah,
so
let
glad.
Her follow me. Yeah. It can be done.
Soon.
She'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it, she definitely can do it.
Cause she was like, "Mom, when you gonna send my pictures to the model and whatever?" I was like, "Look, I don't know yet. You gotta show me, you know, and really act like you really want to do it."
But if
and then, cause then she'll come to me be like, "I don't." Then she'll come to me like, "Well, Mom, look, I got a pimple right there." I'll be like, "Really?" You know what I'm saying? You can't be worrying about no pimple.
Oh.
You're a teenager. You're going to have at least one.
Sounds
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. She's healthy.
I said, you better be glad you ain't have as many pimples as I did when I was like 11 or 12 and stuff. I was like, but you know, it cleared up. You know, by the time I got, what, 14? You know?
Yeah.
So I said, you're lucky.
You'll be fine.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are lucky enough not to get the pimples.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. She won't be having that many pimples where you would even like be like, oh, she's a pimple fake. But any little thing. She fine, any little thing. You know what I'm saying? I said, you got to stop that.
She's a woman. That's
you know.
What we do. She's a lady. That's what we do.
Yeah. That is true.
Those are all the things I have going on.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about, like, what advice would you have for someone that's trying to get into modeling or acting or being a stylist?
My advice would be if you have a vision for yourself, if you have plans for yourself and you have goals, do it. Every day is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to hit your mark every day. And it may take you a little longer than what you think starting out. But keep going. Don't lose your vision for your life. God placed that vision in you for a reason. And he needs you to hit that mark. Because once you hit that mark, you're going to be able to help so many people that you never thought that you'd be able to help. Your gifts are not for you. They're for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do the work to get there. So
whatever business
you have for yourself, you've got to do it. It's not going to be easy. Every day is not easy for me. I have lots of stuff to do. I have Tila B, the model, Tila B, the actress, Tila B, the blogger, Tila B, the wife, Tila B, the dog mom. But I have to do all these things in one day.
Yeah, you have to do. Yeah, you have to be many different things.
Yeah,
but and that's like mostly every woman, especially if you're a mother, you have to be a doctor, the lawyer.
You
have to be an Indian chief. Everything.
But you got to.
And a lot of women don't realize how much they do.
Yeah. But you got to stay the course. And you got to make it work. And
you got to
keep it going.
And you got to love what you do, too.
And you got to love what you do.
If you don't love
what
you do.
You have to have faith in yourself.
Exactly. And I think the main thing is loving what you do.
Yeah, you do have to love. Because
you don't
want
to be doing something that you're miserable. I love doing Blog Talk Radio. I love it.
That's awesome.
And I love what I do. Because, you know, some people will work at a job and be unhappy. For years and years and years, I was like, I can't do it.
And that's because they're not moving towards the vision that God has for them. If they move towards that vision, they will have to stay at that job for years and years and years. It may take them years and years to get out, but if they continue to work on that vision, God will bless them and make them happy in a place where they want to be.
Where they really want to be.
Yeah, you
got
to keep
moving. But I guess maybe I got, you know, through my younger years because I worked a lot and, you know, finally it took a whole transformation for me to get to doing what I do now. And, you know, God inspired me to write a book about my recovery and everything like that. So, and this is how I came about with this, doing the show, the Blog Talk Radio show. So God has been moving, really moving in my life.
That's awesome.
You know,
we all can give a story as to how we got on that track, but we need to share that story with others so that they can hear. If God did it for them, he can definitely do it.
They can do it for you. I was saying that on my last show, which, you know, nobody really listened to, but last week. But I just was saying that, like, because, you know, if God can do it for me, he can do it for you.
Yeah, he can. You know. And that's real. That's real.
Don't ever think that he can't. Believe me. If you put your trust in him and you pray on it, you know, and be obedient to God, you know, to what, you know, he's telling you.
And he said, take one step. If you take one step.
If you take that first
step,
look, leave me. I'm going to push you the rest. Look, boom.
Okay.
You got your foot in the door. Boom.
Just take the one step. And a lot of people are afraid to take that first step.
Nope, I'm leaving.
Because
I used to be like that, and sometimes, you know, no, maybe I shouldn't. Nope, any opportunity come my way, if it seemed right, and I pray on it, but see, I'm going to pray on it first. Trust me on that. Because you can't just take any old thing that somebody throw at you. You know what I'm saying? I pray on it first. You know what I'm saying? And if it's meant for me, God going to let me know.
Yeah.
This is for you. You know, like some of my goals, like one of my goals is maybe to one day have a daytime talk show, like TV.
I'll be your guest. I'll be your guest.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm writing that down. Tila B said she gonna be.
I will do your show. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay. And I'm writing that down too. I'm a writer. I like to write stuff down.
And we will claim that in the name of you, that you'll have a daytime talk show, and it's gonna be as big as Oprah, and then I'll be one of your guests.
Oprah though, I don't know.
Big,
I gotta
Oprah.
Dream big, and now I'm gonna really have to dream big on that one.
I feel big, and I do it real big, so we going bigger than Oprah.
Yeah.
Okay?
But ain't nothing wrong with dreaming big. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I do.
If I could be big as Oprah, But, you know, like right now, I'm like, baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah.
But don't mean that.
When you become,
if I could do it,
don't forget about being
big as Oprah. Like, I never really thought about being as big as Oprah. But why not?
Why not?
I could dream that too.
Always dream big. Dream big.
Yeah.
The bigger, the better. And then the bigger you dream, the more he'll give you that dream. Like, if you dream big, he'll
your
bless
faith.
You the money.
It's your faith.
He'll bless
it's about
you
your faith. It's about your faith, really. You know.
And my faith is weak. If you read one of my blogs, I think the one I wrote last week, It talks about how I started Tila B and mm-hmm. what I'm doing to move it forward. And one of the things that I have is faith. My faith is on fleek because where I
okay.
need to go, where I believe I'm going, that's the only thing mm-hmm. I have that's going to give me my faith because I dream that big.
Right. Right.
Yeah, bring
so.
My phone. Good.
I sure will, and I'm definitely going to be putting it up on the event page and everything. So that's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be dreaming big over here.
Yep.
You know, I never really thought about, like, being the – but it's nothing wrong with it because, like, you know, as long as you are faithful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you believe it in your heart that you can, you know
– Mm-hmm.
If you believe in your
yeah.
heart, you have, you know, faith is believing without, you know, no matter what your situation look like.
Yeah.
You know.
And he'll get you.
So that's, like, very, that's yeah. a key part in it, you know. Like, why not be? Yeah, maybe one day I might be, you know.
Mm-hmm. You will be.
Shoot for the stars.
You'll be.
You know what I mean? Shoot for the stars.
Yes,
as long as you believe it.
And that's why,
you know,
I am Tila B because I am is so powerful. And
that's
I love
it,
to use
sure
powerful
is.
Words to put it out into the atmosphere. I am Tila B. I am.
So sometimes you got to speak stuff into existence now. You yeah. know, speak it into existence.
Say
it every day.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what I say when I come, when I, you know, do my answers. I say, I am Tanya Wilson. That's who I am.
You know, being in school and they used to make you say, I am somebody. Like, that stirred you up.
That's very, very important.
That stirs my soul. Like, I am somebody. I am. And we had to say that every day.
Say it to yourself every day.
Every day until you believe it.
And don't miss no days, so. Even if you're not feeling like it, you still got to say it.
Yep.
Because your words have power.
Amen. Say it again.
Say it out loud, though.
Yep.
You can say it to yourself, too, like, if you feel like it. But it's better just to speak it.
In my bedroom bathroom, I have, because I put my husband out of that bathroom, and he has his own in the hallway, because this is my bathroom.
Okay.
So,
okay, well, hey.
On my mirror, I have sayings that I say to myself every morning. And they're lined up all around my mirror. And he has.
So what is it, like, you got the post-its? Like the post-its?
Yeah, I have post-its. Yeah, I have post-its. And I have about, I think I have about 7 or 8 of them. And I have my
mm-hmm.
most powerful scriptures there. And I have
mm-hmm.
my things that I say to myself every day about where I want to be in life, what type of day I'm going to have, and things like that. And I say these things to myself every day to remind me that no matter what happens today,
mm-hmm.
I am this. I will get to this. I will get to that. And it constantly stays on my mind
mm-hmm.
because I'm constantly working towards it. So
anybody
who has goals, go and write some post-its to yourself. Some
mm-hmm.
very powerful words.
Write it down. That's what they always say. Write it down. Write
it
down.
And you go there.
And read it. And speak it. And speak it out loud. Speak it out loud. Because, you know.
Go over it. Yeah, brushing your teeth. Go
over
it.
You want to speak it into the atmosphere. Yes.
Yeah.
Speak it into the atmosphere.
Those things were, before I started modeling again, I was like, God, you know I feel like I'm not pretty. You know, I feel like I can't do it. Like, I need you to give me confidence. And I pray for confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
you have to have confidence to do these things. And I have confidence, a great amount of confidence, because he gave it to me because I asked for it. Because I know what I need to
mm-hmm.
get this job.
You know what you need. And he knows. And he knew too.
Yeah.
He knows too.
Whenever you need something, ask for it and post it.
Yeah.
And
people don't realize, like, oh, I can't ask for that. That's so stupid. Like, he care about every little detail of your life.
Yeah. And he's just waiting for you to ask for it. He's already going to give it to
all.
You. He just wants you
That's
to know
all.
That you need it.
Because he knows what your needs are before you do. Really. But he's just waiting for
yeah.
you. He's waiting on you.
Amen. So, yeah,
you know what I'm
write
saying?
Yourself some post-its. Write yourself a sticky note. And if you're
mm-hmm.
going to having a test, and you're a college student, you're having a test, write it, or you're in school, you're having a test, you're not sure how this test is going to go. In your your notebook. Write your post-it note. You are going to pass this test. You're going to ace it.
Right, exactly.
And look at that note before you take your test. That those positive words you speak over yourself, mm-hmm. they are the catalyst for being successful.
Powerful. Very powerful. Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
Yep. Very, very powerful.
Just a little tidbit of my morning.
Yeah.
I'm in a bathroom.
And that's very important.
And speaking to myself. Yeah, it helps me get through
my day.
It's very
important. It's very important.
And when God blesses you with what you spoke over yourself, write the date
mm-hmm.
that you realized he gave to you so you can look back and see.
I do that.
Yeah.
I will write that date. I'll put it on a calendar.
Yeah.
And circle it.
Yep.
Star,
so
I put a star,
how
you make a little star and everything. This is the day that I, you know.
The day God blessed me with such
and I celebrate the anniversary of it, too. I sure
That's
do.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I sure do, awesome. You know, definitely. So can you, you know, tell our, you know, listening audience, how you can be reached on social media?
Yes. So my
Instagram,
Facebook
Twitter.
And my Instagrams are I am Teela B, and Teela is T-E-E-L-A. I am Teela B, and you can reach my publicist from the Ray Group. Her name is Tarisha Gilmore. If you guys need to book me for anything, my calendar, I have a few dates left open on my calendar for the rest of the year. So if you want to book me to be a motivational speaker for any of your events, if you need me to style you for any upcoming event that you may have, if you would like for me to interview on your radio show, you can hit her up. I do everything. I just love people. I love God. And I love to share my light. So if you want me in your place, contact me. Contact my publicist, and we'll see if we can make that happen.
Okay. Great. So we're getting ready to wrap up our show, and I always end my show with the Serenity Prayer. And it goes, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever and the next. Amen.
Amen.
And so Tilda Brown, a.k.a. Tilda B., I want to say thank you so much for joining us and sharing, you know, your story and your, you know, accomplishments with us and, you know, your advice with us on The Time Is Now Recovery Radio Show. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure having you on the show and, you know, thank you for all the advice that you gave me. I'm going to, you know, definitely look into it. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You
no
were
problem.
The...
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I had an awesome time. This was fun.
Me too. So did I. And so, so we're going to say goodnight to our listening audience. Good night, everyone.
Good
and
night.
Thank you for joining us on The Time Is Now Recovery Radio Show. Good night. Good night, Tilla.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.